WIRX.
Well, good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Oh, good morning.
Oh, good morning. Actually, ain't too bad this morning. I didn't wake up this morning, you know, freezing my ass off on my way out to the car. So
I dressed like it was cold.
Yeah.
I looked outside. I'm like, God, it's got to be like 2 degrees.
Have you worn that sweatshirt?
Every day. Every single day for like, it's like my fifth or sixth day.
Now, sweatshirts, I think, are okay because it's technically an overshirt.
Overshirt?
So, yeah, it's fine. It's like a jacket,
except
I guess.
Except when people start to notice. God, don't you have anything else?
I swear I have seen you in that numerous times.
I like it. It fits.
It's comfortable. That's all right. I'm pretty sure this is like day six or seven with these pants.
Nice.
Pants are different.
Pants are different.
Pants are different.
Plus, you don't really sweat in the winter.
No, that's true. That's true.
You know?
Still, though.
That's terrible.
We're trying to justify just being slobs. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Today, we are going to talk about, I think, something that anybody who has a pet would love to be able to do.
Yeah.
If you could ask your pet one question and they would answer back, what would it be?
You only get one.
And you only get one because there's so many things. And this is a question, too. It's not like a statement. It's not like, hey, I'm going to tell my pet this thing. I need to ask them something. And what would it be? Do you even have one?
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah, my cat. I got a cat.
Yeah.
And ask him, why do you stick your ass in my face all the time, you horny cat? Get off of me.
Meow.
God. Meow. Oh, I don't want a full view of your booty hole.
I think do cats do that? Is that a way of presenting?
I guess.
A way of presenting?
Presenting, yeah. Every day.
That would be a question. The cat would just be like, because, meow, I'm lonely. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Mine would be.
Yeah, you got a dog. You got a few
well,
dogs.
I got two dogs. So the one dog, Emery, our pug, I would be like, why do you find it necessary to bark at every animal you see on TV?
Right.
It's like, dude. I would just be like, why? And it's a TV.
It's a TV.
Stop it. And then Bear, why do you find it necessary to bark at the door when there's nothing there, freaking out Kristen every time? She's like, oh, there's somebody there. Will you go check on that?
The dog's freaking out.
No, it's the dog being a dumbass. I'm like, there's nothing.
See,
I'll open the door, of course, one of these days. I'm going to open the door and be like, see, there's nothing. And I'm like, Mike Myers is going to be standing there and stab me. You were right,
doggy. The
dog
would answer.
That's
right. I told you.
Yeah, I told you. You asked. There was something there. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. We'll get to your Facebook answers here in just a little bit. We got some good ones on there, and we'll take your phone calls as well. If you could ask your pet one question, just one, what would it be?
Get your ass out of my face, for God's sake.
Rock 107 WIRX, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. It is 7:43. Today, we are talking about the age-old philosophical question. If you could ask your pet one thing.
The old Dr. Doolittle thing.
You know, it would make life easier if you could talk to animals.
Yeah.
You could,
be weird.
You could make an entire thief ring of squirrels that steals things for you.
They're quick. They're quick.
They'll get everything, man. You know? Their little paws will get it.
You ever just sit there and stare into your pet's eyes, though, and just, God, what are you thinking about?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's going on in that brain?
It's usually after, like I said, Emery, our pug, just goes nuts at the TV. And then his fat little paws are like just screaming. And then I go, hey, stop it. And he just looks at me like, what?
What's going on?
What am I doing? There was an evil horse on the TV. And I'm like, I know
it's
you
not,
can't.
You're dumb.
You can't tell the difference. That's just a shape to you that you don't like, you dummy.
Right.
So we got some great comments on Facebook. Let's see. I like this one. Daniel said, what do you do when I'm at work? That's a good question.
Yeah, right.
What do you do?
All day long.
Yeah. Why did you do laundry or something?
Bored? No wonder you're so excited when you get home.
Exactly. Exactly. I swear to God, our dogs think we're leaving them forever.
Yeah.
Whenever, God forbid, the doors open. Like, if Kiki and I are taking a trip and they're not coming with us, you'd think that we were putting them up to slaughter, for God's sakes. When we close that door, thank God we got a house sitter.
Well, your buddy put that GoPro on his dog and got a viral video.
Yeah, it went viral because the dog, you know, went nuts. And then it went on the bed and just howled. And it's like, oh, come on. Make me feel like an ass. My buddy Zach said, why do you keep peeing in my closet? That's a good question. Why do you find it necessary?
God's sakes.
Bill Holbert said, what do you think we did with your balls?
Ah. Oh, man. That's a rough one.
That is a rough one. He probably asked, what did you do with my balls?
Give them back.
Yeah, yeah. Erica said, why do you pee on the floor right after you go outside? Yep, yep. Why can't you hold it?
That's why I have a cat.
If I could just train a dog to poop in a litter box, right. That'd be amazing. That's why I want to get a little teacup pig, because you can train them to use a litter box.
Oh, I heard those are actually pretty sweet to have.
Or a potbelly pig.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be so cool. Just wrestle around with it. Little potbelly pig. Come here, pig. I would just call him pig, too.
I'd grease it up and pay my friends $100 to try to catch it.
Yeah. All right, it's the annual try and catch the pig.
All right.
I like this one. Leanne said, why do you have to follow me into the bathroom when I have to go?
Seriously, does she have a cat?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
My cat, every time you're in the bathroom, boom, right
your
there.
Your cat scared the hell out of me one day. We were having a party at your house, And I'm in there, and the cat must have been locked in there, unless you have, like, a separate door.
Uh-uh.
All of a sudden, I'm peeing, and Harold's like, Jesus, God.
Oh, she loves it when you're in the bathroom. It's like, I don't know what she's thinking, or he's thinking, I should say.
What that thing.
Right.
Thinking. Yeah, scared the hell out of me, man. Scared the hell out of me. I got pee all over your floor.
Get out of here,
that
cat.
I didn't clean up. I blamed it on the cat. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. If you could ask your pet one question, what would it be and why?
The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Rock 107 WIRX, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
Ooh, Skip.
Oh, Skip, don't say that, Skip.
It is Skip.
Don't say that, Skip. Ah, it's 7:53. We are talking about questions we could ask our pet. I think we all would love to be able to just talk to him a little bit, just make things easier.
You ever see that dog online that says, I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you. I have seen that, but it doesn't count.
No?
Doesn't count. I know for me, being able to communicate, just the simple things like, look, we're coming back. Just hold it. I promise you. I promise
God
you.
God's sakes.
For just hold it. But if you could only ask a question, what would it be?
Why? Yeah, here's another question I asked my cat. Yeah. What is it about the laser that you like so much? It's a laser. I'm doing it. I'm the one who's
just
controlling the laser.
Watch the joy go out of their eyes when you tell them, it's me. And they're like, no.
I thought it was something from outer space.
I think cats would be a better question than dogs, because cats seem more intelligent in a sense of, like, I feel like a dog would just be like that dumb friend you have.
Yeah, I feel like you know what's going on in a dog's head.
Yeah.
Like, you can just kind of tell. Yeah. A cat, cat's like,
you don't know.
You're lucky if a cat even looks at you in the eyes.
Yeah. Are you plotting to kill me?
That's right. Pretty much.
Yes. Damn it. Yes. I can see that. Well, you know all those hairless cats are evil. Those are just the devil on four legs. That's all it is.
Yes. Somebody just bought one of those. I saw on Facebook. Jesus, really? Well, cat looks cold.
Just looks cold and miserable. It's like, God, put a sweater on me, for God's sake. Are you cold, cat? Yes.
Right.
That's what you got to ask that cat. Are you cold? He just gives you the middle finger.